DeepEnglish.com.
Tall, Dark, and Handsome, Active Speaking, Part B. Despite Harding's reputation as a womanizer, he was very popular with women, who had just recently received the right to vote. Harding won by a landslide. What kind of reputation did Harding have? Harding's reputation was as a womanizer. Was he popular with women? Yes, he was popular with women. Who had recently received the right to vote? Women had recently received the right to vote. Did Harding win? Yes, Harding won by a landslide. Harding was president for just 2 years until he died of a stroke. How long was Harding president? Harding was president for just 2 years. How did he die? He died of a stroke. Those 2 years were a time marked by corruption. What were those 2 years marked by? Those 2 years were marked by corruption. After his death, the corruption came to light. What came to light after his death? After his death, the corruption came to light. Many of the men Harding placed in power were arrested for bribes, kickbacks, and even illegal drug and alcohol distribution. Who put these corrupt men in power? Harding put these corrupt men in power. What were they arrested for? They were arrested for bribes, kickbacks, and even illegal drug and alcohol distribution. Many historians consider him the worst president in U.S. history. Who thinks Harding is the worst president in U.S. history? Many historians think he was the worst president in U.S. history. In addition to Harding's natural good looks, another factor that probably helped him become president was his height. Did Harding's natural good looks and height help him to become president? Yes, Harding's natural good looks and height helped him to become president. Harding was about 183 centimeters tall. How tall was Harding? Harding was about 183 centimeters tall. The average height of a U.S. male today is 177 centimeters. What's the average height of a U.S. male today? The average height of a U.S. male today is 177 centimeters. In Harding's time, the average height was only 167 centimeters, so he really was a physically impressive man. What was the average height in Harding's time? In Harding's time, the average height was only 167 centimeters. Research has shown that tall people receive all kinds of advantages in life. What has research shown about tall people? Research has shown that tall people receive all kinds of advantages in life. According to Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, the average height of U.S. CEOs is 183 centimeters. What is the average height of U.S. CEOs? The average height of U.S. CEOs is 183 centimeters. In the U.S., only 14.5% of men are 183 centimeters or higher. But among the 500 biggest companies in the U.S., 58% are 183 centimeters or higher. What percentage of U.S. males is 183 centimeters or higher? In the U.S., only 14.5% of men are 183 centimeters or higher. Even more startling is that only 3% of U.S. males are 188 centimeters or taller, but about 30% of these CEOs are that tall. What percentage of U.S. males are 188 centimeters or taller? Only 3% of U.S. males are 188 centimeters or taller. What percentage of U.S. CEOs are 188 centimeters or taller? About 30% of U.S. CEOs are 188 centimeters or taller. So what's going on here? Are we really that shallow? Do we promote people to CEO or vote them to president based on trivial things like height? Well, the short answer is yes, but it isn't a conscious thing. What's the short answer to these questions? The short answer to these questions is yes. Is it a conscious thing or an unconscious thing? It's an unconscious thing. We unconsciously associate height with power and ability, and this clearly gives tall people an advantage. What do we unconsciously associate height with? We unconsciously associate height with power and ability. Does this give tall people an advantage? Yes, this gives tall people an advantage. Of course, we have all kinds of conscious and unconscious biases that sometimes cause less qualified people to rise to the top. Do biases sometimes cause less qualified people to rise to the top? Yes, biases sometimes cause less qualified people to rise to the top. Certainly, many women face an uphill battle in the business world. Who faces an uphill battle in the business world? Many women face an uphill battle in the business world. We often use the idiom glass ceiling to describe a barrier to promotion for women and minorities. What does the idiom glass ceiling describe? The idiom glass ceiling describes a barrier to promotion for women and minorities. They can see the higher positions above them, but they can't cross the barrier because of the hidden discrimination of their bosses. What can't they cross? They can't cross the barrier. Why can't they cross the barrier? They can't cross the barrier because of the hidden discrimination of their bosses.